Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it.
Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about the comparison of being a student athlete to being a parent.
Grammatically, what you just said makes negative sense.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take my L on this one and let you lead us in.
I hope you post all of this.
And just the intro is not working.
It's not introing.
I'm not introing tonight.
Okay. I'm crying.
We've already wasted like 10 minutes of storage.
We did.
This intro. Not tonight. You know what it was?
What?
I haven't cracked.
Oh my gosh.
As soon as this hits my tongue, I can do the intro.
So you're doing it?
No, I'll let you do
it. Okay. And our children just woke up.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this. Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. We're going to start off by talking about parenting and student-athlete life. What's the same? What's different? Mm. Boom. That's all it's done.
That was a good intro.
Thank you.
A lot better than mine. Words. This is going to be a fun one.
So what do you think is what's the same in student-athlete life? In parenting, like what is something that student athlete life can train you and prepare you for? Okay, good. That's what I was going to say.
It's exhausting, but rewarding. But yeah, I think I'm sure we'll get into all the specifics. But yeah, that's just the first thing that comes to mind. Is it's a lot and it's all day every day. Mm-hmm. I think, and that would be the number one thing I would compare the two, because I just think back to student athlete life and feeling like, from the 5 a.m. alarm to go to morning weights till you're studying late at night, because it's really the only time you have to do your work.
Like, you did lots of studying, didn't you?
Those who study stay up late at night. I did a little bit. I did enough. But yes, it can be, if you do it the right way, study. It's an all-day thing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop. For instance, it's 1:20 right now that we're filming this. And mm-hmm. I feel like if you've seen every episode so far, we've said the same thing, because partially, are we responsible for our child's horrible sleep schedule?
Yeah. I mean, it's not horrible. She wakes up at like 9:30.
Yeah. She gets great sleep.
Both of them.
She goes to bed. Both of them do. But they go to bed at...
Not to brag or anything. If you're a parent of a newborn watching this and you hate us, I'm sorry. Our newborn sleeps really well.
Reese, however, was much tougher. But anyways, yeah, it's 1:20 and we're starting to film this because it's just how our life is every mm-hmm. day. You know, late nights, but we get to sleep in. So anyways, back to the topic. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I think it's exhausting. I think when I look back on student-athlete life now, I'm like, man, I got so much sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like parenting is like 1,000 times harder than being a student athlete.
What do you think that is? Because I agree.
I think parenting is like the hardest thing you could ever do in your life.
Yeah.
And it's just like emotionally draining. And it's not like you can like take a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no breaks.
I hit 170 in minor league baseball, and this is more emotionally draining than
that. Absolutely. And that's saying something.
And I don't mean to sound like I'm at rock bottom being a parent. Yeah, it's just, I thought that it couldn't get worse than that, mm-hmm. or tougher than that, but it's just different, but yeah. It's similar.
Yeah. I would even say it's different too, like, you know, we own a business.
Slight flex, humble brag.
But I started a business out of college, and I did an online training platform, really starting player development. It is no longer active, by the way. Only on social media, kind of. Anyways, so I was up like late at night because I was trying to be on time for some of those launches, like some of those little mm-hmm. Content launches that I would do. And I mean, there were nights where I stayed up all night making graphics, making sure the coding was the way it should have been, all that kind of stuff.
Canva queen.
And, like, that really wasn't that difficult at all. I mean, it was exhausting and it was tiring, but, like,
it's a different kind of exhaustion.
Yeah. It really is. Like, I almost would welcome the 5:30 in the morning. I woke up at 5:30 for 6 a.m. waits. What time did you wake up?
5:50.
Okay.
I was being dramatic.
Okay, cool.
It was literally like alarm, roll out of bed, clothes, deodorant, teeth, brushing, grab a bar of some sort and go.
Yeah.
We had it down to a science, mm-hmm. that morning routine.
It's smart.
But yeah.
Lack of sleep, I think.
Yeah. I think that it's the toughest part about parenting is like lack of sleep is going to happen. But there'll be nights where I'll get 8 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I will wake up feeling like I got hit by a train and slept for half an hour. And I think it's because, especially with the newborn phase, it's the breaking of, like, the breaking up of your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get into deep sleep, I feel like.
I mean, with her, we do.
With Ryan, we do. And now we do. I mean, I'll still wake up a few times a night with, like, Reese's feet in my side.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, honestly, at this point, I don't know what it is because I will get sometimes 8 hours of sleep. I stay up way too late most of the time.
That's true.
But you still just never feel rested. I was talking to your dad about it earlier. Like, you just always are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says that.
I wonder if that ever ends. Do you think when they're off in college, it'll end?
Like, we'll start sleeping
good. Will we ever get a good night's sleep?
Like, I was telling your dad, I was like, I don't remember the last time I woke up and was like, wow, like, I feel great today.
Maybe that's just because we're getting older.
Could be that.
I mean, we're almost 30. That's kind of, I mean, when you're a teenager, 30 is like that's ancient.
30 is not old.
30 is not old anymore to us, but to teenagers, we're like,
I don't know,
one generation removed from dinosaurs.
I think most of my feeling like crap is because I just stay up later.
You also drink a lot of caffeine.
I drink a lot of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to V8. Love you guys. Love a sponsor. I'm a psycho. Like, Reese will go to bed at 1 in the morning, and mm-hmm. then I'll stay up till 3, sometimes 4, just because, like, you know how when you're a parent, you don't get
your time
at all, and so, like, I'll force myself to stay up late just so I can have a couple hours of just decompressing mm-hmm. completely by myself, and I don't know, I feel like there's something healthy about that, but...
Yeah. This might be a hot take. You heard from my hot take?
Yeah.
So I work part-time, sort of.
You work pretty full-time.
But I work for my grandpa, and it's just me and him, really. So I bring my daughters up to our office, which is connected to our facility, and my grandma will watch the girls while me and my grandpa do work. So I consider it work because I'm not with the girls, but they're literally in the same room
yeah.
and doing the same stuff with me. So, but I don't consider that like being away from them.
Yeah.
When I'm giving lessons, I give lessons 3 days a week. I'm away from them for several hours. And on my lesson days, I have so much more energy. It's almost like, and this is the hot take part, and everyone always says this, but no one ever gives them the cred they deserve. Stay-at-home moms are actual superhuman people.
Hardest job in the world.
Because you don't ever get a moment to just, even when they're napping, like even when the girls go down to nap, there's 1,000 things that need to be done that you cannot physically get done when the girls are awake.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. And I just shout out to all those moms. I know my mom, she was married to my dad who's in the Air Force. So, like,
I'm glad she was married to your dad.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry.
So they moved to Florida at Eglin Air Force Base. So she was surrounded by no family, no help. I mean, we get help all the time, like tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If we didn't have your grandparents and your parents.
Yeah. Like, those moms, those stay-at-home moms that have no family, no help, y'all are honestly amazing. Hardest job ever. They is this nation's backbone. You know what I mean?
I can't stress that enough. Like, I think that, especially in our generation, there's so much empowerment behind, like, being a boss babe.
Yeah. And there's good stuff to that, too, right? We've done both.
Yeah, you've done both.
You haven't boss babed?
No, I'm not a female, but I'm not a stay-at-home mom. But, like... Yeah, I think that respect is due there. Like,
yeah.
we need to not only just creating
the human, birthing the human.
Not to mention the creation process.
I mean, yeah.
And I think that's one of the coolest things of being a husband is, like, not seeing you just having to grind as a stay-at-home, you're not a stay-at-home mom, but like right. when you do have those days of more being a stay-at-home mom, but not to mention like the pregnancy. And then mm-hmm. with our first, you were in labor for what, 72 hours, 80 yeah. hours?
That was the next thing I was going to say. I think that weightlifting and kind of testing your body and putting it to the limit pretty much every single day as a student athlete, mm-hmm. multiply that times 10. And that's what being, at least for me, I mean, there yeah. are some people, some women who have like these extraordinary experiences being pregnant. Yeah. I was not one of them. And I think that physically pregnancy is so much more difficult, but I do think that it helps to have, like, for example, when you're doing squat maxes and you're underneath a weight and it feels like it's going to crush you.
Yeah.
The ability to push through and to get the weight up, and you have your whole team around you screaming at you.
It's like pushing your baby.
It's kind of the same thing, just way the giving birth is way more intense.
Yeah. Well,
like, I would say I've been through some pretty tough workouts. Like, you know, I've almost passed out. I've thrown up. I've almost blacked out. Like, I've pushed myself as hard as I could
yeah,
most do. Of the time when I work out.
You do.
I would say there's never been a moment in those workouts that I ever thought that I wasn't going to be able to do it. And I remember looking at you with our first, I was in labor. It was like my 70th hour. 70th?
Yeah.
70th.
70th.
70th. I don't know where that came from.
It's 1:30.
It's now. About 30.
We're tired. Retired.
I remember looking at you because they wouldn't let me eat because I was in active labor. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I really don't know if I can make it through this. And that was the first time ever in my life I've ever said that.
Yeah. That was a tough first pregnancy experience.
Yeah.
Because like, one, you went into labor 7 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to preemies.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have to fight through labor for literally 3.5 days.
You would be sleeping. Because you were like, great. Because you were there the whole time. You only went home like once to get like socks or something.
Yeah.
But I remember looking at you like I'm having contractions every 5 minutes for 72 hours.
Yeah.
I remember looking at you sleeping and I was just like, gosh, this guy's sleeping.
Yeah.
I want to stab him in the eye.
But no, like to your point, how student athlete life prepared you for that.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Nothing can prepare you for that.
Right,
but
right.
It, could you imagine being like, and this is not a knock on just normal students. Mm-hmm. I know they still go and work out and stuff, but like, I don't know. I just think that there's a different mental grit that it takes to do the student athlete mm-hmm. life, because it's not like, hey, classes are done for the day. I've got a few hours. Let me go work out. Yeah. It's like, hey, 5 a.m., wake your butt up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Or like if your shoulder hurts or your hamstring's torn or whatever, it's like you can't be like, girl, I'll just take a couple weeks off weightlifting. It's like,
maybe with a torn hamstring.
Well,
but,
I mean,
but yes.
You know, like it's yeah. like I played my entire senior year pretty yeah. much on a torn meniscus. And
right. It's more than just
like you just have to like push hey, through. You have to do it.
I'm in pain right now, but I'm not going to give up a starting position.
Yeah. Like, no, never.
So
I'd rather yeah, die, actually.
Flying through injuries is definitely something that prepares you for parenthood.
And labor. And yeah.
Okay. I feel horrible today, but I still got to like, put go. In line up, coach. Yeah.
That's another thing you don't really think about when you're a parent. Like, when you're sick, your kid, your 2-year-old does not care that you're sick.
No.
Like, they have no sympathy. They're not going to say, okay, mom, go lay down in bed. You're throwing up. Oh, okay. I'll be still and I won't move and I won't cry and I won't need anything today. It's like, no. I have to carry around my puke bag yeah. while keeping a toddler alive.
Yeah. Parenting's great. I promise.
Guys, I promise parenting's awesome.
Have kids. It's awesome. No, it is. And I think that, like, that's the other side of things is, like, fall workouts early in the morning sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And but then you look at
what alarm tone gives you PTSD.
What's that called?
I don't know.
It's horrible.
But I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Radar, I think it is.
Maybe.
But anyways, the reward though, you know, like when you're grinding through the fall workouts and it sucks and you don't want to be there, but your team is building camaraderie and you guys are all getting after it together and like, I don't know, what's the reward for parenting? Obviously raising children.
Yeah.
But what do you feel like from a day-to-day basis is rewarding for you?
It's like the little moments.
That's what I was going to say.
There's a, I forgot what movie it is, but it's two dads like sitting on a bench at the park and one's about to be a dad and one is a dad. And the one that is a dad is explaining to the one that's about to be a dad about how most of the day is just kind of monotonous.
Yeah.
And then there's these little moments of just like absolute magic.
Yeah.
And sometimes they make you laugh, sometimes they make you cry, but it's like the little things. And you'll know. I mean, if you're a parent listening to this, you already know this. Yeah. If you're not a parent yet, you'll figure it out. But I don't know. There's those little spots where your kids, like when Ryan, our newborn, she's starting to make a lot of noise right now. Like she's trying to converse, but obviously she doesn't know what words are. And so that the first time that, you know, she started making cooing sounds at us, it was just like the cutest little thing.
It's crazy how quickly you forget about how tough it is in those moments. It's like, I'm exhausted. There's stuff to do. I gotta clean up the house. I gotta make dinner. But Reese just said something funny. And it just lights up your whole world. It's just like, I don't know. I guess it's one of those, it's kind of unexplainable. Like, we're relating it to student-athlete life. You'd be like, it's like, you know, going and getting to the postseason or winning.
Except way cooler.
Going to the World Series. But like, like you said, it's not, there isn't a big reward. I think when we'll look back in hopefully 50 to 60 years, there will be a big reward. Like, we will have raised two hopefully awesome human beings.
You'll be 90 women. In 60 years.
Yeah.
Pushing 90.
Anyways. But it's not like that. It's just the little things. Yeah. Whereas, like, student athlete life, everyone's going for the big thing, you know? For the most part.
Well, there's little things in there too.
But that's what I'm saying, is there's so many little victories and moments that I think a lot of student athletes, I don't know, you know how it is. Everybody goes in, it's like World Series or nothing. National championship or nothing. And that's a good mentality to have. You have to have that mentality, because if you don't, it's like, what are you playing for?
Yeah, what's the point?
I don't know, what's the World Series duplicate or, you know,
Equivalent
to parenting?
I don't think there is one. The whole experience is one.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's the journey.
The journey is the best part of it.
I'm going to put that Miley Cyrus. I'm bummed. I just
botched it.
I botched it. I botched it. I can't formulate thoughts and sentences.
That's okay. It's part of the brand. It's very on brand.
I'm so tired.
The journey is the best part of it.
The journey is the best part of it. You remember anyway. You knew what I was going for.
I did.
Well, that's good. I think that, yeah, I think it's just, what am I trying to say right now?
I don't know. You're just rambling, I think. Cut.
Parenting is hard. Student athlete life is hard. Time management's another thing I was going to say. It's extremely, like you said, you have so much to do.
The amount of times I heard time management during the recruiting process,
and
like every visit, time management is crucial. I mean, they're right.
How much of that do you think was actually true, though?
What?
Looking back on it now, like you said, as parents, we had a lot more time as student athletes than I think.
Oh yeah, especially in the off season.
Assume, like, I know everyone says it's so much time. I literally started off this podcast saying it's an all day thing, and it is, but it's like you don't realize how much time you actually have until you become something like a parent, where you're like,
yeah,
I don't have more than maybe, like, I can't even go to the restroom for 5 minutes without Reese screaming.
Without a stage five clinger.
Without, like, anxiety of, like, oh my God, I need to hurry up because there's something happening. And it's just, yeah, I think that obviously student athletes have to manage their time well to be very productive and be the best athlete they can. But, like, parenting is a whole nother level of,
I think
I wouldn't even call it time management.
Student athlete life. This sounds bad again. I love being a parent. Student athlete life is about thriving. Parent life is about surviving.
That is, put it on a shirt.
Like, student athlete life, you know, you're fueling yourself to the best of your ability. You're trying to get a lot of sleep. You're learning a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, you're learning a lot as a parent, but as a parent, it's like you live off of like the bare minimum of food because you're always giving it to your kid.
You're draining yourself.
The house is always dirty. Somehow it's always dirty.
It's never clean.
It's never clean. Like, I remember I would go clean my room in the house that I lived in College Station. And I remember just, like, the feeling of, like, the freshly folded clothes being put away. I'd put my little oil diffuser on, turn my little salt lamp on.
So nice.
And just turn on Netflix and just sit in bed and just watch a show for an hour or two. And
now what happens?
And now I fold my clothes and I don't even have time to hang them up because Reese is screeching. Yeah, probably.
And you're not watching Netflix.
I'm watching Thomas and Friends or Bluey or stuff like that. But, I mean, there's beauty.
And Reese is a lot of the times climbing on our faces, like literally on our shoulders.
Actually, yeah.
She gets weird at night, dude. Like when she wants to go to sleep, when she's exhausted.
Those are called the zoomies.
She starts climbing on us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a journey, and it is so rewarding, but in the little ways, tons of just little
things. And we're only 2.5 years in. I mean,
that's crazy.
There's so many people out there that have had kids for way longer, and they probably have a lot more wisdom to share.
We're not even, if we were relating this to our student-athlete life, like, we're literally...
We're juniors. Oh.
Well, yeah, maybe, okay.
I was putting, like, I was starting, like, a freshman year.
Of college?
Yeah. But then we can start. We can start from the beginning.
We're not juniors. We're freshmen.
Freshmen still?
As parents?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
With our second one? You think we're freshmen still?
I think we're still freshmen.
Okay.
Is that a dog fart? Is that Reese? Oh my god. It's alive. Thanks for tuning in as always. Good night.
Let's go get her.